Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome into the Corlin Political Report. We've got some interesting topics to cover today, a little bit different than some of the topics that we have covered in the past. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to drive on up to Wisconsin, and we're going to talk about that election up there. It is, unfortunately, a pretty good example of, I don't want to say how the election system is corrupt, but I do want to say how the election system is very different than it's been in the past. Jimmy, you want to start out?
Sure, of course. So there's a couple of different things. And I do want to say, you know, today is Good Friday, and today's the day that Jesus went to the cross. So a lot of darkness there, but I will say towards the end of the show, we're going to talk about hope and the possibilities and what I see is, at least in my view, what's happening. In spite of the darkness that we're going to talk about in the next few segments. So in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court was, there was one race to fill a Supreme Court seat where Wisconsin had previously a 4-3 conservative majority. And of course, because of this recent election between Dan Kelly, the conservative, and Janet Prostewitz, who was the progressive candidate, she appears to have won the race, which shifts the conservative Supreme Court in Wisconsin from conservative to more left. Now, interesting information has come out since this election. Apparently, according to a lot of information out there, a group called Wisconsin for Action created an application for funding people. If they downloaded the app, they were paid $30. And if they actually gave contacts for 75 people, they were given a gift card. And they were additional gift card for, I believe, $25, maybe even $75. And but it went up to $250 that people could actually raise money in order to provide information to outreach. And actually, what you're doing is basically paying for votes.
Yeah.
And of course, according to Wisconsin statute, this would be illegal. However, I am sure that with a change in the Supreme Court, that if in fact it goes forward, it may be contested, but it looks like that. You know, who knows if anybody will follow up and hold anyone accountable for these actions that appear to be against the law. And that's consistent with other issues that are happening that have been brought out this last week, certainly with James O'Keefe, O'Keefe Media Group, the former Project Veritas management president, about Act Blue donations. And we can talk about that as well.
Well, Jim, it seems to me that the situation that you just described is totally illegal. And I think it's just as simple as that. What's your comment on what I just said, Jimmy?
Well, according to Wisconsin statute, apparently it is illegal to accept any type of a bribe or offering any type of funding for influence on a vote. And this group was specifically supporting progressive candidates to switch the election to a progressive court.
Yeah.
So that would imply that, yes, that would be illegal. Now, again, there'll be a lot of angling and twisting to identify whether it's legal or not. But ultimately, it has to do with law enforcement of whether or not they will investigate and go forward. And what we're seeing in many of these states is they've been so corrupted by progressive ideologies and leaders that many of them do not go forward and investigate. We'll see what happens in Maryland. You know, Maryland, who was, Republican Governor Larry Hogan was in charge up until this last election. And what we see from the O'Keefe Media Group, he actually took FEC information. Other groups, I guess, organizations actually reached out to him. But basically they saw in the FEC donations for the Federal Election Commission's donation requests, basically small donors donating thousands of times over the last few years to Act Blue for tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars. And when they went out to these homes and to the people that were doing these donations, they found out that, in fact, they had not done the donations, that someone was using their name in order to and their address in order to imply that they were giving donations to Act Blue. And we, in some cases, 8,000 times that they donated at 10 and 15 small donation amounts, dollar donations, $15, in some cases, very large amounts. But what it looks like is that Democratic organizers and people behind the scenes are using this information, this of small donors, to launder money to support candidates and pretend that they're getting small donations from small donors, when in fact it's large donors from behind the scenes fraudulently flooding the zone with money, which is completely corrupt. But again, it takes somebody to investigate and to follow up and hold them accountable to stop the process. And we are seeing a very weak Department of Justice in enforcing election law around the country. And in many of these blue and purple states, a hesitancy to actually go through the investigations and hold people accountable.
Okay. Pretty.
So what that does, Al, that separates out the country even more. It divides us even more, because in some states you're getting away with complete corruption. In other states, they, you know, in more conservative states, they're saying, hey, this is not, you know, we're going to enforce voter ID. We're going to enforce following the rules, and they will prosecute. So they're getting more redder, but the bluer states and the more corrupt states that are pushing away from voter ID, that are expanding these opportunities like building these apps and doing these outreach programs right at the margins of the law, if not directly against the law, are creating a big divide in this nation, which I do not see as a positive direction at all.
Well, let's put a little bit of hope in the statement that you just made, Jimmy. Is there any way at all that one could construe this as being a good thing for the country? I don't think so.
Well, the only thing that I can say is, with transparency and awareness, people wake up that, hey, maybe I'm being abused and manipulated. The problem is we have too many censors in the tech industry and too many voices in the media industry and too many politicians that start screaming and yelling loudly, idiots that scream so loud that they drown out any other voices and they drown out facts or information. Okay. So that's sad. But at the same time, I do think there is hope that more and more this comes out, people are going to say, wait a second, I've been tricked. You know, what do you mean I donated $200,000 over the last years and I live in a $40,000 home back in the woods somewhere? You know, this doesn't make any sense. And maybe it'll wake up some people to the corruption.
Okay, Jimmy, purely and simply, we have laws in this country. One of the laws goes contradictory to the actions of Citizens Blue, okay? Why isn't the DOJ doing something about that?
I think it's pretty clear that Merrick Garland and most of these prosecutors inside the Department of Justice, as well as the FBI, have been compromised. They're more concerned about protecting their power than they are about following justice. And that is very apparent with what has happened over the Trump indictment this last week, that the federal government had a prosecutor that was involved that joined the group with Alvin Bragg. You see it with the J6 people. You see it across the board, unwilling to prosecute Democrats, but more than happy to attack conservatives.
Jimmy, I understand completely what you're saying right now, but my comment about that, I really would like a definitive answer on that from you, and that is, if somebody robs a bank, okay, they go to jail. If somebody...
Let's go to the next segment and talk a little bit more about it.
All right, let's do that. Jimmy, and ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Got a commercial. Be right back.